Hi, I'm Maggie Roberts. I'm the Director of Veterinary Services at Cats Protection, the UK's largest feline welfare organisation.
Really good to talk to you, Maggie. Now, I know that you're on to talk about this new wave of kitten and cat fraud, and it's something that's earning you at Cats Protection. So, I mean, tell me what's happening and why are you concerned about it?
Well, we are very concerned because there is an increase in people buying cats online. And obviously that enables people who perhaps want to just make a quick buck to mis-sell cats and kittens, and particularly kittens, where they're selling them often underage. Kittens should be at least 8 weeks before they leave their mother, so they've had time to suckle, get the antibodies from their mother, etc., and also learn how to be a cat. But often they've been sold too young. They may be sick. It may be that it's not actually the kitten that was in the picture. Yeah. It may with a breed, etc. And so, but because people want to get a kitten as soon as they see that cute picture, they don't want to wait. We're used to things online. It's an emotional purchase.
Yeah. It is that picture of the cute little kitten, and you think, I want this in my life. I mean, hear about sort of, you know, dogs, I suppose, sort of hit the headlines more than sort of around that. And not so much cats, but I mean, it's interesting that, you know, do you think we've seen sort of an increase in demand for cats then? Is that due to lockdown, do you think?
Yes, I think so. I mean, our cats and their stats report actually shows that there is 600,000 more pet cats in the UK now than there were previously. And definitely the pandemic has increased the demand for pets. Cats obviously are brilliant pets to have. And with the sort of isolation and loneliness that some of us have felt during lockdown, that companionship of a cat is really positive. And obviously we would encourage people to get cats, but we'd obviously encourage them to adopt from an organisation like Cats Protection.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of easy, I suppose. You know, you open up your phone, open up your laptop, you go on social media, and you see a post from someone that you may not know. Oh, I've got this cute kitten. Anybody want it? And, you know, you send them a message, and then, you know, what you're actually getting may not be all it seems. I mean, if you were to buy a cat that was like had sort of health conditions or was too young, I mean, what would sort of what would you do? What could you do about that? What would sort of the course of action be?
Well, obviously, if people turn up at the house, or even sometimes, sadly, the car park where the exchange is going to happen, obviously, if it looks like there's a problem, really, we would ask people to walk away and not take the kitten, and then report it to the RSPCA and to go to things like Action Fraud. But often people feel they don't want to leave the kitten in a bad situation, and then it does often mean that they have to spend a lot of money on vets getting the kitten into a fit state. But really, we would advise people to actually report these people to the RSPCA.
And it is quite a sort of a financial hit, really. I know sort of someone purchases an average sort of loss £216 each, massive increase on the previous figures. Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of, you know, how people can be so cruel to living creatures, you know, it's just beyond belief, really, isn't it?
Well, I suppose the thing is that money will drive very bad behaviour, and see that they can make a profit in what they might perceive to be an easier way than perhaps in the way they were making profit in drugs or whatever beforehand. But yes, it is. It's having no compassion for living creatures, and obviously something that we would really like to see an end to.
Absolutely. So I know you have some advice on your website, cats.org.uk/buy-a-kitten.
Yes.
So if somebody is, you know, got that sort of idea in their head, and you do get that idea of I want to have a cat, and it kind of doesn't leave you, and I felt that myself because I've got a cat myself, and it's kind of you want to have a cat, and it's like you kind of get tied up in that romantic idea. So I mean, what should you know? What sort of things can you do to make sure that you're actually going to get a cat that's in a fit state, and it's you know what you're getting, what you expect?
Yeah, well, obviously we would advise that you come to us at Cats Protection because all our cats have been vet checked, they've been vaccinated, they've been treated for parasites, they've been microchipped. But if people do choose to buy a kitten, what we would say is you must see it with its mother. You must make sure that the kitten is over 8 weeks of age when you take it. And we do have some guidance about how to tell whether it's the right age on our website. And that it does look alert, that it has clean eyes and, you know, no sign of anything like any discharges or anything like that. And you want to obviously have contact details of the seller so that you can actually go back to them if there are any problems. Certainly do not agree to meet people in car parks and that sort of thing. And do your research, you know, particularly if you're wanting to get a pedigree cat, make sure you know what that breed actually looks like. I've seen adverts for Bengal cats where they are black and white moggies. And to be honest, I definitely say get the black and white moggie, not the Bengal, because pedigree cats, you get many more problems, both health and behaviourally.
Yes.
I have a black and white moggie myself. So
I've got tuxedo cats. Yes. So
yeah, well, my black and white is a happy tuxedo. But do your research. Don't, you know, and have a word on the phone with the people first. Ask lots of questions because when you see the cat, it's very hard to walk away. So do your research and ask first.
Yes, and I kind of like think it through, I suppose, as well, that, you know, when you get that idea of you want to have a cat, don't just kind of go out on the whim and maybe, because I know I've had
toys. Absolutely, and think about whether you can actually afford the pet as well, because obviously, you know, medical treatment for your pets can be quite expensive. We don't pay for our own medical care directly, so that we don't always appreciate how much our care would be. Yeah. People think vet's fees are very expensive, but actually medicine is expensive. So people do need to think about all those things before they actually purchase a cat.
I mean, I've heard stories of people that go out and buy their partner's cats for presents and, you know, haven't had that conversation before. And it's like, oh, here's a cat. And it's like,
never, ever get a living creature as a pet. You really need to think about it. Think about your own lifestyle. What is the most suitable type of pets? Obviously, cats, in many respects, are quite practical pets, but they still demand a lot of care and attention and the cost involved. So people really do need to think about it and make sure they've research before then.
But when you have thought about it and you've made decisions, know that you can look after it. You know, cats are just beautiful creatures and nothing really. Yeah. Great comfort to have around, particularly, you know, with any anxieties you may be feeling.
Yeah.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I live on my own and during lockdown, it was an absolute boon to have my two. Sadly, I had to put my old cat to sleep the week before lockdown. So I ended up with no cats for a month, which was hideous. But then I got two from work, obviously, because I work from Cats Protection. I have two cats and cats, but they're absolutely beautiful and great fun and great company. So, you
they
know,
are, yeah.
Cat in the right circumstances, absolutely. Obviously, is
thing to do. Got a lot of love to give, and it's a great relationship you can have with a cat. Well, thank you, Maggie. If we want to find out more about the research and about Cats Protection and the great work that you guys are doing, how do we do that?
Well, if you go to our website, which is www.cats.org.uk, obviously we have the section on buying kittens, but also we do have this new report that's just come out called Cats and Their Stats. So you can see the online version of that on the website. And that has all sorts of information, not just on this topic, but all sorts of stats about cats, about, you know, how many are neutered, how many are microchipped, how many are pedigrees, all sorts of interesting stats. So if you're into that sort of thing, do have a look on the website. It's sort of most comprehensive bit of research for cat owners in the UK. So
absolutely good place to go if you want to get advice. If you've got any questions, I suppose, as well, we can get in touch with you and ask.
Yes, obviously you can email in if you have any questions. So all the contact details are on our website. So we're all happy to answer the weird and wonderful questions people come up with about cats.
I bet you get some interesting questions, don't you, Karen?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, all sorts of things. Yeah, all sorts of interesting things. So they're fascinating creatures and we're all learning about them all the time. You know, no one knows everything about cats. So
Exactly. That's part of the fun, though, learning about cats and how they...
That's it.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, thank you so much. It's been really interesting and really useful, I think, to sort of raise awareness of these issues.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.